Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us in our new study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Maybe some of you will be confused between this study and the previous study which we did concerning Islamophobia, fact or fiction. And that was obviously our response to Mr. Julani Hussein, the executive director of CARE in Minnesota, concerning his presentation of Islamophobia. But in this new study, we will be looking at new material presented to us by Professor Todd Green, and how he built his belief about what is the true Islam and what is not the true Islam according to our politicians. These are the politicians of the past, including Mr. Donald Trump, and those who will represent the Liberal Party in the future of America. I'm talking about the Muslims. You may ask, why do I care about talking about politics and Islamophobia? You have to understand, my friends, this is the foundation of Islam. And sadly, many people like Professor Todd Green are used by the liberals as useful idiots without realizing that they're helping the Muslims to accomplish their goal, which is taking over America. Maybe in this study, we'll be repeating some important information which we have shared with you in the past in many different presentations, like Sharia, Islamic law, or revealing the truth about the Quran or the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith. As you see, all this information tied together to answer the questions which are given by liberals and Muslims concerning Islamophobia, as we expose whatever lies they teach by quoting politicians or quoting even verses taken out of context in the Quran to reveal the truth about why Muslims are here in America. They're not here because they love America. They're not here because they love our democracy or our freedom, but they're here to take over this beautiful land. And if we do not expose their agenda, we will be found guilty in the day of judgment, as God will request each and every one of us, why you have not told the truth? Why you did not stand on the wall to shout, enemy, enemy? Because if we do not speak the truth, all the blood which will be shed on the land of America by the hands of the Muslims will be requested from our own hands. And my friends, I personally do not want to have anything to do with that. But I want to hear from our Lord, well done, my good and faithful servant. This is the real reason why I picked up this study. And also, don't forget, my friends, that we have done a previous study concerning Professor Todd Green, as we discovered that he is literally a naive, confused person who is used by the Muslims. As we will see once again in our study here, he is doing a great job to help the Muslims to take over America. And without further ado, here is the introduction which has been given to Professor Todd Green, as we will look at who is Todd Green and who is that young lady who introduced Todd Green to her audience for his study concerning Islamophobia and the 2020 election. First, let us listen to this young lady who introduced Professor Todd Green.
My name is Asha Aiden, and I'm co-president of Interfaith in Action. The event tonight is sponsored by the Northeast Iowa Peace and Justice Center and Interfaith in Action. Tonight, I was given the privilege of introducing our speaker, Professor Todd Green.
Of course, my dear friends, you can only hear the voice of this wonderful sister, but you do not see how she is dressed or who she really is. She is a Muslim lady dressed in hijab. And I'm going to concentrate in our study today about that problem of the hijab. She said, my name is Aisha Aiden, and she is what? She is the co-president of Interfaith in Action. She told her audience that the event tonight is sponsored by the North East Iowa Peace and Justice Center and the Interfaith in Action. Are you listening to all these wonderful titles and wonderful words? First of all, we got a Muslim young lady in hijab, and she's not just anybody. She's actually a president, or what we call co-president of the, what? The Interfaith in Action. Interfaith, we talked about interfaith so many times in the past, which is an oxymoron title, which has no truth in it whatsoever. Because if you are a liberal Christian or a person who does not know anything about the Christian faith or Islam, I say ignorant person, you will not catch the deception in that phrase. There is no interfaith between Islam and Christianity. First of all, because Christianity does not allow it. Second, because Islam is not a faith. How can you have interfaith between two beliefs which contradict each other on all subjects? Can you have an interfaith between light and dark? Can you have interfaith between what is lawful and what is not lawful in Islam? Can you have an interfaith between the truth and the falsehood? You can't. But if I give it that wonderful title, an interfaith in action, for sure I can sell it to anybody by any price. For those who do not know neither Islam nor Christianity. And then she's talking about the other group who sponsor this meeting for that night, who is the Northeast Iowa Peace and Justice Center. Did you hear the other title? It's what? Northeast Iowa Peace and Justice Center. Wow. We're talking about peace. We're talking about love. We're talking about justice. We're not talking about something bad. So now you got two wonderful groups coming together in unity to hold that meeting for Professor Todd Green, and you will have a wonderful night. No, there is no such a thing as peace or justice without knowing the Prince of Peace and the only true justice for all humanity, our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. And that group do not know these simple facts. Who Jesus is, the center of justice and the center of peace, the foundation for peace and justice. And once again, Interfaith in Action is an oxymoron group. But you put these two people together, bring a liberal professor like Todd Green, and boy oh boy, we'll have a great evening seminar. And before we get to the professor Todd Green, to know a little bit about him and his seminar, I would like to spend the rest of the time of this broadcast to talk about his role with the Muslim hijab. You see, there are plenty of Muslim ladies can introduce Professor Todd Green. But the Muslims and Todd Green chose that wonderful sister, Sister Aisha, to introduce him to the audience. And maybe some of you will ask, why I'm making a big deal about a lady in a hijab? What is wrong for a woman to cover herself in a hijab? There is no problem with a Muslim woman to cover herself in hijab. And I tell you, my friends, this is because you do not know the entire truth about the hijab. The acceptance of Professor Todd Green to the hijab of Sister Aisha is giving the green light for the Muslims to continue to fulfill their dreams of taking over America. And you may think I'm exaggerating about that, but wait until I finish my talk. You see, I do not see that American people understand the end of the story because they do not understand the steps which Muslims take to accomplish their goals in America. All what you see right now is a young lady wearing a hijab to introduce Professor Todd Green, and the calmness and the warmth and the comedy and the laughter of her talk, and so it is with the rest of the audience, is simply step one for practicing Sharia fully in America. And if Professor Todd Green could not see anything wrong for a young lady to wear that simple hijab where you can see her face and her eyes and her nose, and perhaps she did have some makeup, this is just simply step number one, because that is not the commands of the Quran for Muslim ladies to wear the hijab. The full hijab will be step number four or number five. Now we're just simply in step number one. Trust me, Professor Todd Green could not find anything wrong in Islam, including Sharia itself, but he is doing everything he can in this presentation to represent Islam to the American people or to the West. in a positive way. He's actually turning the light green for the Muslims to move to step number two concerning the practice of Sharia in the subject of hijab. But the ultimate goal for this presentation is not about the hijab. I'm just making a big deal about hijab because I want to teach you how the hijab will end in America. But the ultimate goal for Professor Todd Green is to brainwash the American people and relaxing them, making them believe that it is okay for Muslims to run for office, that is in 2020 and 2022 and 2024 and for the rest of the existence of the political office in America until Muslims will end practicing Sharia, and that is when Islam will fully take over America.
The Straightwave Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
But for now, you see, I would like to talk a little bit about hijab. What did Allah say in the Quran, and how we're going to see this progressive practice of Islam in America, and what will be the final picture of Muslim ladies in America concerning the hijab. You see, if you go to Saudi Arabia today, you will not see Muslim ladies wearing the hijab, and they show their face with makeup, that is the red lips and the black mascara and the colorful eyeshadow and the blush on the cheeks. As a matter of fact, you will never see a colorful hijab, which means Muslims in Saudi Arabia, they will wear the black hijab or the gray hijab or the brown hijab, but not this attractive, colorful hijab which we see in America. You will never see a contest between Muslim ladies in Saudi Arabia for who have the most attractive, beautiful hijab, because that's not how Muslims practice Sharia concerning the covering of the hijab in Saudi Arabia. So let us talk about what did Allah say in the Quran concerning the covering of the hijab, and how Muslim scholars interpreted these teachings of the Quran, and how Muslims practiced the wearing of the hijab. And that's exactly what you will be seeing in America in the next 10, 20 years or so. The mentioning of the order or the command for hijab in many places in the Quran. But for now, let me read to you what Allah said in Quran chapter 33 and verse 59. As Allah said, O you prophet, say to your wives and to your daughters and the women of the believers, let down their covering over them, that in this way they will be known, so they will not be harmed. And Allah was forgiving, merciful. Notice here, the command is given to Muhammad, to his wives, and to his daughters, and to all Muslim women believers. And what is the command? It is to let their covering over them. And if you don't understand what that means, we can go to the interpretation of Muslim scholars. For example, Ibn Abbas, who is the first cousin of Muhammad, said, Allah orders the women of the believers, if they go out of their homes for some needs, that they must cover their faces from above their heads with dresses by showing one eye. Do you understand that? We're talking about a Muslim lady wearing two dresses. One from the shoulder to their feet, the other from their head to their chest. That is a real hijab. That is a real burqa, if you know the word in the Arabic language. But in that case, they will not be able to see. They only do that when they go out of their homes, because the commands of Allah in the Quran is very clear. It is for women to stay at their homes. That is Quran chapter 33 and verse 33. Women should not be in public. Women should not go outside of their homes. But if they have some needs, we're going to talk about what is that needs in a minute, they can leave their house, but with that covering over their bosom. That is to cover their head completely, except showing one eye. You may wonder, which eye? The answer also is given by Muslim scholar, as we read from Muhammad ibn Sirin, who said that he asked Ubaidah al-Salmani about the words of Allah, as we read in Quran 33, verse 59, let down their covering over them. His interpretation, my friends. So he, that is Ubaidah al-Salmani, covers his head and shows his left eye. So now, Muslim women who must obey the word of Allah in that verse, Quran chapter 33 and verse 59, must cover their head and only show a hole in front of their left eye so they can see where they're going. Now we ask a question. Why in the world did Muhammad allow the Muslim women to go out of their homes covering themselves with this hijab, as we hear from Muslim scholars' interpretation? Here is the need. Why they have to leave their homes. You see, in Al-Sadi interpretation for the verse, he said, some of the wicked people of the city of Medina come out at night when it gets dark in the road, and they harass the females. The roads in the city of Medina were narrow, so when the night comes, women go out on the road that they may go to relieve themselves. That is the needs why women leave their homes to start with. It is to go outside, to go potty, to go use the bathrooms. So when they did that, the wicked people molested them. So if they saw the woman have the head covering, they said she is a free woman, a Muslim believer who is free, not a slave, because only free women were covering themselves in that burqa, in that hijab. So they left her alone. And if they saw that she was not wearing the head covering, they said, this is a slave. So they sexually assaulted her. So here is understanding that they will not be harmed. We know what is let down their covering over them. That is to cover their head completely. Every Muslim female became like a sack of potatoes with a small hole in front of her left eye. And now we know why they go out, so they can go potty. And now we know that they will not be molested if they were covered in a full hijab, because the Muslim men will figure out that she is a free Muslim believer. As for the slaves, were obviously an open fair game for Muslim men to molest them. This is the reality of why the hijab existed in Muhammad days. Now you may think that the following Khalifa, Omar, was very happy to see all the Muslim believers and the slaves covering hijab so they will not be harmed, so they will not be molested. No. Omar have a completely different opinion about that. Why? Listen to this. It was that Omar, Allah is pleased with him, if he saw a slave covered in hijab, that he beat her to protect the custom of the free women. So the Muslim Khalifa, Omar, Allah be pleased with him, as Muslims say, was not very happy to see any slaves covering hijab. So he would beat them physically so they will not be covering hijab. So the hijab was only for the protection of the free Muslim believers, not for the slaves. How do you like that, America? This is a story about the hijab. And we must reject the early stages of hijab, which we see today all over America. As Muslims today practice that early stages of hijab, a colorful hijab where a woman show her face and a woman can have makeup and she will be presented as a model. If we do not stop that early stage, that they will come in America, and all Muslim ladies in America will be wearing the full hijab, as you see it in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, or even as we see it today in London, England. My friends, Professor Todd Green has no problem for this young lady to introduce him to his audience with the topic of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. And that is giving the approval for the Muslims to wear the first stage of hijab. And sooner or later, the day will come where Muslims in America will be wearing the full hijab. And if you want to know more about how dangerous that is, once again, let me remind you of the American English teacher who was killed in the Mall of Dubai by a Muslim man who was dressed in a full hijab. If it happened in Dubai, trust me, it will happen here in America. And now I hope you understand why I am against the hijab in America. Because simply it will divide the Americans to two groups. Muslim believers who will not be harmed by the Muslim men who will be wearing the hijab to kill and to harm the rest of the American people with hidden identity behind the hijab. And that is the problem of having a Muslim lady wearing the hijab to introduce Professor Todd Green before his lecture. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.